You're listening to KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. Few things are recognized around the globe, but wherever you are in the world, a pair of interlocked G's means just one thing. Gucci. The Italian fashion house founded in 1921 has been one of the most high-profile luxury brands for decades. But the family dynasty behind the brand has a scandalous past, and it's now the subject of the new movie House of Gucci, starring Lady Gaga and Adam Driver. A new exhibit at downtown LA's Fittum Museum chronicles the film. Here with us to talk about the limited engagement are Barbara Bundy, Fittum's Vice President of Education, and Nick Varios, the Institute's Chair of Fashion Design. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. We're delighted to be with you.
Well, thank you for taking the time. Barbara, let's start with you. This Ridley Scott-directed film has gotten a lot of buzz. What can guests expect to see at the exhibition?
Oh, they can expect to see a real panoply of what's going on in the House of Gucci movie. We have wonderful still photographs from the movie. We have a virtual gallery which features each of the actors and many of their different poses and costumes. And we have the trailer which we're showing. And we have 14 costumes worn by Lady Gaga, Jared Leto, Adam Driver, and Al Pacino.
Now, Nick, when I think of Gucci, sophistication comes to mind, as does their brown, green, and red tricolor. We can't talk about this movie without discussing the fashion. So what is on display for those watching the outfits as much as the actors?
Right. You're so on. You know, everybody has their vision of Gucci, and it's such an icon of style, of luxury, of fashion. And I say that the fashion here in the film is almost another character. It really does play into that. You know, a lot of times they say an outstanding costume designer, when they've done their work in a film or even TV, is when you don't notice the costumes because they just become part of the character. And here, it's almost purposeful to notice the costumes, the fashion, because of course it is House of Gucci. And they do play such an integral part of narrating the film, telling you who each character is. When you see Jeremy Irons' character, Rodolfo Gucci, he was a former silent screen actor, idol. And when you see his clothing, he portrays that. He becomes almost like a male Sunset Boulevard Italian, you know, movie star. And the same thing with the clothing. When you see the clothing that is worn by Lady Gaga's her costumes that on display for Patrizia Reggiani, you know, she comes from a working class, and there's just something a little too gaudy about her costumes. And so you just have to have a keen eye for fashion and costuming and how really important they play a role in the film.
Now, I really like that you said that the fashion unto itself is sort of its own character in this film. I want to go a little bit deeper on the fashion here. I know Gucci worked with the filmmakers and gave them access to its archives. Are any pieces from the Gucci vault on display in the exhibition?
You do your research, Matt. Good job. Yes, in fact, the Gucci archives in Firenze, in Florence, they opened their doors to costume designer Janti Yates the minute they found out that Lady Gaga was on board. As far as I know, there are no archival costumes, fashion displayed in the exhibition. You do see it in the movie in one outfit that she wears in a pivotal scene where she wears a Gigi logoed tunic, vintage tunic and pants. Those were from the actual Gucci archives. However, there is still a lot of Gucci in our exhibition. Obviously, the costume designer, she went to eBay, vintage stores, costume houses, and she found, I mean, you see a lot of vintage Gucci belts, the Ascot scarves, purses as well, and they're in the exhibition.
Is Lady Gaga's wedding dress from the movie in the exhibition?
We do. We have it. It's in a sort of a pivotal place in our exhibition. It's the wedding dress that she wore as Patrizia Reggiani getting married to Maurizio Gucci. You know, the wedding took place in 1972. And all you have to do is maybe spend 30 seconds on the internet and you can actually find the actual photo of Maurizio Gucci getting married to Patrizia Reggiani. And so you see the actual wedding dress that she wore. It's different. It's different from what we see in the film, House of Gucci. And you wonder, well, why is that? Well, the costume designer actually made two wedding dresses. And the first one was a replica of the actual dress, which was very, how should I say this, conservative. It was covered, very of the time, 1972, I would say wedding gown / House of Prairie, kind of a look.
Rustic.
Yes, a little rustic. And so she did make that, remake that, the costume designer did. And then she did another one. And this is where costume designers, they can play a little bit of creative license. They can have a little bit of creative license. And so she designed and created another wedding dress. And then she took a poll. She actually took a poll with Lady Gaga, her makeup artists, hair people, you know, people on the set, and they all voted for the second wedding gown. And that's it. And that's what you see on the film. Now, that dress is a little more fitted, and it's a little, it has a sheer chiffon panel on the top and a sort of a bell-shaped skirt with a little high-low. And I don't know for a fact why it was chosen, but I happen to guess probably because it just really shaped Lady Gaga better, and it's more of her style. And because of her stature, I think it was wise to do a slight high-low where it's shorter in the front, longer in the back. So you see a little bit of leg. While I think if she actually wore the original design replica that you see in the photographs, she would have looked maybe too overwhelmed and covered up.
That's a great story. And I mean, the insight there, I mean, it just, you know, it really speaks to fashion in general, how it is so dependent upon the person and reflects their style, their height, their stature, their body, all of that, like that, it all comes into play with that decision.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, and that's the job of the costume designer with the actors. I don't think I've found an actor who has not said that, you know, they really take on their character the minute they put the costumes on, the fashion on, the clothing on. That really helps them complete, you know, the character, who they are, where they're supposed to be. You know, it's really the job of the costume designer to illustrate that through fashion. I think that Janti Yates does an excellent job of that. You know, Gucci is rich, and when you see the clothing, they're rich. And I think that it was purposeful when you see, especially the scion of Gucci, Aldo Gucci, Paolo, Maurizio, Rodolfo, they look rich. Their suits are by Zegna and they're custom made because that's what they did. And so again, it's sort of like an invisible way the costume designer is trying to tell the audience that these are special, rich people.
Now let's get focused back in on this exhibition at FITM. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised that the showcase is free. Barbara, why do you think that's important?
I think it's terribly important because we at FITM look to our FITM Museum as being a gift to the community. We want to share our exhibitions with as many people as possible. So we welcome you. We will close on December 4th. So it's a very short window, but please, please come and see the exhibition. It's really spectacular. And listening to Nick and his descriptions of the costumes, it really makes the movie come alive.
Well, I mean, Barbara, FITM regularly puts on an exhibit highlighting costumes during Oscar season. Any relation between this show and that one? And do you think some pieces from this showcase are going to be coming back during Oscar season?
Oh, good question. We so prize our relationship with the entertainment industry, and particularly with the costume designers. We will be launching our 29th annual Art of Motion Picture Costume Design in March this year, because the Oscars are later than normal. You will probably see some House of Gucci. Whether it'll be the same pieces or not, that's our little secret, and that's why we want you to come back and visit. We will also, from December 9th through the 18th, have another exhibition, which will keep some of the pieces from House of Gucci. We will also have some costumes from the movies Cyrano, Licorice Pizza, the James Bond movie, and Respect.
Well, now, before I let you go, I need hot takes from both of you. Favorite item in the exhibit? You first, Barbara.
Oh my gosh, I can't even begin to say they're so, so different. I must say, we don't get a lot of spectacular menswear in many movies. And this movie, Janti did an awesome job, both with the women's and the men's. And the men's suits are absolutely spectacular.
Nick, the thing in the show that brings you the most joy?
Wow, I do love the menswear, so I have to concur with Barbara on that. But I especially love a ski suit that Lady Gaga wears with for her character Patrizia Reggiani, and you know, in the scene she's in St. Moritz, it brings me back to late 70s disco, living the life après ski / James Bond. It's from Postcard Italy, and she's got Christian Dior vintage goggles and an Yves Saint Laurent belt. So as a fashionista, I just think I love it. It's a great mood board, but I will go to the details. One of my favorite items, and there's several of them, are the pinky rings that you see in some of our mannequins, the male mannequins on Aldo Gucci and Rodolfo Gucci. So notice the jewelry. Don't just notice the fashion when you come to the exhibition, because I love those pinky rings. They're actually GG logoed Gucci gold toned pinky rings. And I want them.
It's all in the details. Nick Varios is FITM's chair of fashion design, and Barbara Bundy is the school's vice president of education. This was a fantastic conversation. Thank you both so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Matt.